SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his army's incursions into Gaza, saying Israel needs to eliminate Hamas terrorists. Netanyahu says civilians who moved south into Rafah to avoid fighting elsewhere in the Gaza Strip can simply turn around.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Hamas still has Israeli hostages in captivity with no sign of an end to the war, which began on October 7th. The remains of two people who were killed after Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed when it was struck by a container ship yesterday have been recovered. Four others are presumed dead. Maryland Secretary of State Police Roland L. Butler Jr. tells WMAR the vehicle the two bodies were in was encased in the wreckage.
It took them a while to secure that vehicle properly, place airbags around the vehicle. Then it was very slow traveling to tow that vehicle to the shoreline. At some point, they realized that the water's depth would not support towing it all the way in. It was at that point the deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore, where they were placed in the custody of the medical examiner's office.
Meanwhile, the Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said at a news conference Wednesday that authorities had been informed that the ship was going to undergo the maintenance. He added they were not informed of any problems. A judge has recommended that conservative attorney John Eastman lose his California law license over his efforts to keep former President Trump in power after the 2020 election. On Wall Street, the Dow by 477 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It's officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party's in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities state Chinese citizens must not have allegiance to anything above the party. This is SRN News. Shares of Donald Trump's social media company rose about 16% in the first day of trading.
The winning session boosted the value of Donald Trump's large stake in the company, as well as that of smaller investors, many of whom purchased shares as a show of support for the former president. Trump holds a nearly 60% stake in Trump Media and Technology Group. Based on Tuesday's closing stock price, the company, which runs the social media platform Truth Social, is worth about $4.6 billion. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Two large portraits of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been spray-painted on a property owned by a family of a former Czech foreign minister behind a monument to Soviet soldiers in Vienna. The portraits on the wall behind the monument, which already was painted in Ukraine's blue and yellow national colors after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, were completed Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.